It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your...
music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Mama told me We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did your father really care as you went around? Christian man, come here and see. I don't know what you're giving of me. You gave me those pills, man, you gave me the shot. Got me wondering what the hell I got. To my head, to my head. Rock and roll girls going to my head. To my head, to my head. As I was lying in a hospital bed, I got this rock and roll girls making it worse. Going right to my head. Doctor, doctor, come here and see. I don't know what she's giving to me. Gave me those pills, she gave me the shots. Got me wondering what the hell I got. To my head, to my head. Rock and roll girls go to my head. To my head, to my head. I was lying in a hospital bed.
You know this guy, I think.
Thank you. I just like to say before I start that it's one of the pleasures of my life to be able to be on this stage with these people tonight. They got it now, Robbie.
fade away. Was a wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The dividing line ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the ranch. Went into a laundry and washed my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" I said, "I got no money, man." He said, "That ain't necessary." The cold and the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where we going?" He said, "We'll be back by the fourth." I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about ISIS. So I was so reckless. She told me though that one day we would meet up again and things would be different the next time we wed. I can only just hang on and be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. It'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. When the wind it was howling and the snow was outrageous, we chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. When he died I was hoping that it wasn't contagious, but I made up my mind that I had to get up. And I drag him inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the color. I said a quick prayer just to feel satisfied. Then I went back to find ISIS, just to tell her I love her. He was there in the middle where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time and I rose. She said, "You look different." I said, "Well, I guess." She said, "You've been gone." I said, "That's only natural." She said, "You wanna stay?" I said, "If you want me to." Yeah!
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.